Straight to the press review. Emily Boyle is with us today. She's starting off with the coverage of the desperate situation in Gaza. What are the papers saying on this, Emily?
Yes, well, the humanitarian situation in Gaza is on a lot of front pages today. But let's start with the Independent. They're calling it utterly intolerable on their front page today, quoting a speech by British Foreign Minister David Lammy. The situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate as Israel's blockade on aid has led to food supplies almost completely running out. This article says that although the Israeli government has reportedly let 93 trucks into Gaza, the UN has said that no aid has been given out so far. But much of the coverage is revolving around a particular quote, a UN statement issued on Tuesday, which said that 14,000 babies could die in Gaza if aid does not reach them very soon. The 14,000 babies, quote, created quite a stir, not only in the press, though. Let's have a look at the Jerusalem Post. They have this article here today. They report that Israeli opposition politician Yair Golan has faced criticism in Israel for saying that, quote, a sane country does not kill babies as a hobby. He's since clarified that he was referring to the, quote, most failed government in Israel's history and not the IDF. Now, Haaretz has an opinion piece, an editorial in their paper today following his comments. This piece says that Yair Golan is right about what Israel is becoming. It says that the reason he's faced such a backlash is because he spoke an uncomfortable truth. Now, although Yair Golan has been widely scrutinised at home, the French paper La Croix has this article today. They say that it might be the start of a critical reflection in Israel on Gaza. The article says it's the first time a political figure has been quite so vocal. It suggests that criticism of the war in Gaza is increasing despite the repression that activists face.
Israel not only facing domestic criticism, though, the international community has also been adding pressure on Israel recently.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's start in the UK and The Guardian's front page, calling Israel's Gaza rhetoric repellent and monstrous. Once again, quoting David Lammy's speech to the House of Commons yesterday, much as it was on the Independent's front page. And the Independent also has this article here today. They report that the Foreign Secretary has since announced the suspension of talks with Israel. It's also imposed sanctions on three individuals and four entities related to the settler movement. Now, MPs urged the government to go further, suspending the sale of weapons to Israel or sanctioning ministers from Netanyahu's government, for example. But the Brits are not the only ones increasing the pressure on Israel. Le Monde has this article today looking at the EU's position. It says the EU is also reassessing its trade deals with the country. This article says that the EU has agreed to re-examine the EU-Israel Association Agreement, which forms the basis of their trade ties with Israel, evidence that the Israelis might be facing a loss of support in the face of the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
Something different now. A report published in The Lancet has found that adolescents and young children have never been more unhealthy.
Yes, exactly. Well, the National Geographic has this article today about that paper in The Lancet. It says that this generation of youth and teenagers is facing unique threats on a scale never seen before. The article says that teenagers are having to grapple with the influence of new global technologies. It also mentions how the climate crisis is threatening both mental and physical health. It says that today's adolescents are, quotes, the first cohort of humans who will live their entire life experiencing the growing consequences of climate change. Now, The Guardian is also discussing this report, but they're focusing on the fact that 500 million young people will be obese or overweight by 2030. The article says that half of the world's 10 to 24-year-olds will be living in countries with problems like HIV, early pregnancy, depression or poor nutrition, which all pose a threat to their health.
I can take you to Chicago for this next one. A local newspaper has come under fire for a bit of an AI mishap. Tell us what this is about, Emily.
Yes, well, if you're looking for a good book to try and change your mind this summer, I suggest you don't find your inspiration with the Chicago Sun-Times, because they've just published a summer reading list full of books that don't exist. The list includes fake books with made-up titles, but by real authors. Only 15 of the books were actually real. Now, this tech paper, 404 Media, was the first to report that the list had been partially generated by artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, the Chicago Sun-Times rather sheepishly published this statement apologising to its readers. It says that its editors did not check the piece, which had been written by what they call a content partner who had used artificial intelligence. The paper said it's committed to never making that mistake again.
Yes, that's the problem with artificial intelligence, isn't it? Finally, Emily's got some very, very exciting showbiz news, particularly for our younger viewers and their parents as well. Peppa Pig, if you haven't heard of Peppa Pig, where have you been for the last 10 years or so? A new cast member for Peppa Pig.
Exactly. The Hollywood Reporter brings us this story today that Peppa Pig has a new baby sister, Evie. The article says that Mummy Pig is doing very well after giving birth to Evie the pig. It says that Evie weighs 8 bundles of snuggles, which I'm not sure what kind of a unit that is, but anyway. Baby Evie was incidentally born at the Lindo Wing of the St. Mary's Hospital in London, which is also where Kate Middleton gave birth to her 3 children, which is an interesting fact. And there's an official portrait. There we go, the Mummy and Evie, baby Evie there. Evie Pig will be making her debut on screen on the 30th of May. I suggest you rush to go and buy your
device. I will. I was going to say setting my video. That sounds a bit old-fashioned, doesn't it? You know what I mean? I'll be making sure that I'm in front of the television to see Evie. Maybe not as she pops out, but making her debut anyway.
Exactly.
Thanks very much, Emily Paul, with the papers on France 24. A lot more in a few minutes. Do stay with us if you can. Oh, that was great.